The big real estate awards are coming up soon. It's really fun, considering what's going on with the real estate market around here, to see who the winners are with the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Realtors and Real Estate Professionals give their awards out, and there'll be some winners. But the big ones really go into an old friend of KRLD's, good friend of ours, Chuck Dannis, who's going to receive the Michael F. McCauley Lifetime Achievement Award. Chuck Dannis, in addition to being a fixture on KRLD for 16 years, a senior managing director of National Valuation Consultants, and he's the founder of Cross and Dannis, and he's sitting right across from me right now.
Hi, David. Good to see you again. It has been a while. Of course, I hear you all the time, but I haven't been on the radio in many years.
Well, you've been out. Like, the real estate market is just too hot. Well, first of all, for your accomplishments, we all appreciate it. I know you're involved. You put on the big Dallas Marathon, you know, for years, and you're involved with all sorts of schools, and you teach school at Cox School of Business, and probably work about 20 hours a day.
Yeah, well, Cox, I've been at Cox. I went to SMU, played football at SMU, graduate school at SMU, then came back and started teaching in 1988 and haven't left. That's 31 years. So I have a lot of students out there now that are my clients, which makes it fun.
So go back to you were there. So in the 80s, everything hit the skids, real estate, banking, oil and gas. We lost all the banks. We lost all the SNLs. The real estate market crashed. I guess that's the other extreme. Right now, are we in the extreme?
Well, we're in the extreme on the good side.
Yeah.
I mean, you talked about the bad side that happened in the 86, 88, and then, of course, again in 2007, 2009, pretty dramatic changes. We're at the top of the cycle, but yeah, I was just at a national conference last week, and everybody is just talking about, you know, when is there going to be a recession? How long we are into this expansion
phase? That's usually a good thing. It's not going to happen if everybody's worried about it.
We hope so. And in the end of the conversation is, well, if there is going to be a recession, I want to be in Dallas, Fort Worth. You know, that's the if it's going to happen, I'm going to be here, and we can weather the storm because of the diversity of the economy and central location and all the things that you talk about and know about that make Dallas Fort Worth good. We want to be here if it does come again.
You know, I guess there was a period probably the late 60s and into early 70s when they were building, you know, whatever they called it, Interfirst Tower or the 70-story buildings and First National Bank and Momentum Place, which is now Comerica Bank, right. Turned all those right. Things. And then it just, the commercial activity, especially around the downtown area, just dropped off for what, 25 years?
Yeah, certainly downtown. Yeah, and we've had the suburban growth, but that light seems to be switched to a different direction. And we see the growth in downtown. We certainly see the growth uptown, and uptown's connected to downtown now, of course. And so there's a lot of great things happening, you know, both in the core of Dallas and then surrounding the core and the focus on South Dallas. So like I said, if bad things are about to happen, I want to be here in Dallas, Fort Worth.
But you're an expert on this. So I'm really intrigued about what's developing. One of the people that's being honored, same night you are, by the Realtors and mm-hmm. Real Estate Commission, is Femi Carahan, who built, you know, the shops of Legacy and then
Legacy West,
and then now he's got other. But I mean, those seem to be, I mean, it's all North Texas. But they just seem to be so separate and distinct from, say, the downtown Dallas area out there. They're not, I don't think they're competing against each other.
You know, that's a great point. And it's getting into what everybody talks about now is walkable communities. Live, work, and play. And every time I get in front of a new class or a group of millennials, I tell them everybody in the real estate world wants to know where you're going to live, where you're going to work, and where you're going to play, because you are the generation that's going to drive this. After you and I being the baby boomers going. So, you know, Femi was the one that came up with that great live, work, play, and then the shops at Legacy and the things around it. And then Legacy West is really the poster child for live, work, play in the United States, if not the world.
The fallout from some of this is really intriguing. I think of downtown in particular. So all these millennials are living down there, but now they kind of like it, and they're staying there, and they're nesting, and they're having offspring, And all of a sudden, DISD has to go back in and put in schools, and there has to be daycare. There have to be grocery stores.
Well, and good. I mean, don't you think that's a good thing?
I mean, oh, no, I think it's cool, but the intended or unintended consequences.
Yeah, we need school issues downtown. Obviously, that is one of the holdbacks, and young people move in. And then when they have kids, they move out. I mean, that has been the trajectory of growth in virtually all major cities. So if we could solve that problem of schools downtown or whatever, I think it'll be a lot more sustainable.
How does it end? But it does. It seldom just sort of slows down. It seems like it always ends very badly. And then, you pick up and dust it off and the same players in your business come back and do it all over again.
Well, the last event was truly a black swan event. I mean, I this as well as anybody. There's only a handful of people saw that one coming, of the total collapse of the real estate market. And when it fell out of the residential market, it quickly fell into the commercial real estate market. And in the 40-some-odd years I've been in the business, I mean, real estate was marked to market in about 90 days, about 30% or 40% drop. That was the speed of the market, which heretofore commercial real estate just didn't seem to move like that.
Is it possible that 08 and 09 were so bad that memory, that memory of the agony carries through for several decades?
You would like to think so. I think what came out of that is better research and better market awareness. You can see the banks, literally as I speak, I think the banks have pulled back a little bit, and you can see that in the activity that they've said, well, maybe, and from your beautiful office here, you can look at cranes all around you, and they said, let's just pull back a little bit. We have this information that tells us that there could be something, a recession, a slowdown coming, and we're building so much stuff. Let's just kind of back off. So I think, if anything, that came out of it. But real estate players are famously have short memories.
But my sense is one of the and arguably, 08 and 09 didn't play as bad here as they did in other parts of the country. It wasn't good here, but it didn't play as bad. And I would argue it's because we'd just been through it in the 80s. And they were still holding things pretty close to the vest.
Yeah, I'd like to think that. But I'd like that to be the case. I think we did because, just for the reasons I said earlier, I think it's a great economy. And we're even a better economy now. We're a little more diverse, certainly in the employment sector. So I think, my feeling is this still has some legs to it. It might be a little bit slower, but it does have some good legs to it.
Because of the time involved in your business, I mean, you're in a unique position, I think, to see the future. You know what people are planning. You know what they're working on. You know where they're working on it. Tease me. What excites you? What's going to blow us out of the park over the next few years?
I think you gave me way too much credit, but I think what will happen is I think we're still in the running for some really major relocations. I think there's plenty of relocations out there looking for the Dallas and Dallas-Fort Worth area to be. And it's just for all the reasons. There are simplistic reasons. No income tax, central time zone, easy to get around, great airport, right to work, and all that. Those kind of things. Those aren't going away. Those are structural foundations to a great economy.
So they're still out there elephant hunting. I like that.
I like it.
I do too. Chuck Dattis is a senior managing director of National Valuation Consultants, former founder of Cross & Dattis, and as of April 30th, the laureate who will receive the Mike McCauley Lifetime Achievement Award from his peers. Congratulations again.
Thank you, David. Good to see you
again.
Good
to see you. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.